The food industry loves its acronyms: FADM, HACCP, RESPECT. Maybe that last one was a stretch. And now someone's telling you that you need a GPO. Great, another three-letter mystery to solve. Here's the thing. Unlike a lot of industry jargon, this one might actually save you money, a lot of it. Every food business owner hits the same wall eventually. Your costs keep climbing, but your purchasing power stays flat. You're ordering the same products as the big chains, but paying significantly more. Meanwhile, your competitor down the street seems to have figured something out. That something might be a group purchasing organization, GPO. Inline Plastics has been in the business of packaging solutions for fresh food businesses for over 55 years and has worked with GPOs. To understand how these purchasing partnerships actually work and whether they make sense for your business, we spoke with a large GPO to answer our questions. This article will walk you through what GPOs are, how they operate, what they can do for your business, and the key questions you should ask before joining one. Now let's get some answers ASAP. That one was for fun. What problems do GPOs solve? Think about popular sit-down restaurant chains. One individual location might order 10 cases of takeout containers per month, roughly the same as an independent restaurant down the street. Here's the difference: that chain location gets pricing negotiated by corporate headquarters representing every location nationwide. Suddenly, they're not buying 10 cases, they're buying thousands of cases monthly across all locations combined. That's purchasing power. Meanwhile, the independent restaurant is ordering those same 10 cases. They're negotiating alone. Same volume, worse pricing. The math simply doesn't work in their favor. Group purchasing organizations exist to fix this imbalance. They let independent operators band together and say, actually, we're not buying 10 cases, we're buying 10,000 cases. It's strength in numbers, basically. Instead of storming a castle, you're getting better pricing on to-go containers. GPOs pull purchasing volume from hundreds or thousands of independent businesses. Suddenly, you're approaching suppliers with the same collective weight as a national chain and getting pricing that reflects it. A mom-and-pop shop in Nebraska gets the same consideration as the corporate buyer in Chicago. That's the whole game, turning individual small buyers into one very large buyer that suppliers actually want to work with. How do GPOs actually work? Here's where things get interesting and where many people get confused, but stick with us here. GPOs don't buy or store anything. They're not distributors. They don't have warehouses. They're connectors. A GPO negotiates contracts, pricing, and terms with suppliers on behalf of its member businesses. They're essentially saying to manufacturers, "We represent thousands of locations that will follow our product decisions. What can you offer us?" Once those contracts are in place, member businesses still order through their regular distributors. The GPO has secured better pricing and terms that those distributors honor. It's pricing management and contract negotiation, not physical distribution. This separation is intentional. Distribution involves logistics, delivery schedules, storage, and countless variables that GPOs don't want to manage. They stay focused on costs, volume, and connecting the right suppliers with the right buyers. It's important to note exactly how GPOs make money. Typically, manufacturers pay an agreed-upon percentage for each case sold to the GPO. What can GPOs help you buy? If you thought GPOs only handled packaging, well, you're going to need a bigger boat. Cue the Jaws theme. The most comprehensive GPOs work across multiple categories. Think food products, packaging, disposables, cleaning supplies, equipment, and more. Some focus on specific industries, such as healthcare, hospitality, or food service, while others serve multiple segments. You'll find GPOs specializing in hospitals and nursing homes, others focused on hotels and casinos, and many serving restaurants and food service operations. The specialization matters because a GPO that understands one sector won't necessarily grasp the unique challenges of another. Beyond products, GPOs also handle something else critical: going out to bid. Many individual operators lack the resources to request proposals from multiple suppliers, compare options, and negotiate favorable terms. GPOs do this routinely, using their market knowledge and purchasing data to ensure members get competitive options. Do GPOs always offer the lowest prices? Not necessarily. And that's actually a good thing. GPOs compete with one another, so pricing varies. But the real value extends beyond just the dollar amount. GPOs offer a wider range of suppliers and distributors than most independent operators could reach on their own. Instead of being limited to whatever your local distributor carries, a GPO might work with 20 distributors in your market and hundreds of suppliers. That means more options, better product availability, and the flexibility to choose which distributor you prefer, all at the same competitive pricing. There's also a transparency factor. When you work with suppliers and distributors, you often lack full market visibility. GPOs gather data and track trends. They provide insights into price increases and product availability issues. They're working on your behalf to ensure you're making informed decisions. When should you buy directly from manufacturers? Volume, shipping, and storage concerns are almost always the deciding factors. If you're buying multiple truckloads monthly and have the warehouse space and logistics capabilities to handle direct shipments, going straight to manufacturers might make sense. But if you're ordering a case or two monthly, distribution may be easier, whether or not through a GPO. The logistics costs and complexity of direct shipments quickly outweigh any pricing advantages for smaller volumes. What should you ask before joining a GPO? Start with the most important question: how can you help me? Be sure to dig into specifics. Which distributors do you partner with? If you're happy with your current distributor, you want that relationship to continue. Which suppliers do you have contracts with? Look for alignment with products you already use. What segments do you specialize in? As previously stated, a healthcare GPO may not understand the needs of restaurant operations. What's included beyond pricing, rebate programs, market insights, innovation support? The goal is to align your current operations with their network. If they work with different distributors than you prefer or lack contracts with your key suppliers, it might not be the right fit, regardless of their pricing. Are GPOs a GO? GPOs exist to give independent operators the purchasing power of major chains. They're not magic solutions, and they're not right for every business. But for food service operations struggling with rising costs and limited supplier access, they offer a legitimate path to better pricing, broader options, and market expertise that would be difficult to replicate on their own. The key is understanding what you're getting into and making sure there's real alignment between your needs and what a specific GPO can deliver. Want to learn more about the fresh food packaging industry? Visit the Inline Plastics Learning Center today and explore a wide variety of topics.